from Hollywood.
It's all gone, cigarette time. If you want to treat them steadily, treatment, smoke old gold. If you want to treat instead of a treatment, smoke old gold. We're tobacco men, not medicine men. Pleasure is what we pack. Oh, old gold cures just one thing, the world's best tobacco. So if you want to treat instead of a treatment, if you want to treat instead of a treatment, smoke old gold.
The treasure of them all gives the most pleasure of them all. This is Marvin Miller, ladies and gentlemen, speaking for the makers of Old Gold Cigarettes, who are pleased to present the 32nd in a series of new programs with Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, starring Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable Frank Morgan, the genial Don Ameche, and charming Frances Langford.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening.
Oh, Don.
Yes, Frances.
Did you see this clipping from Luella Parsons' column in this morning's paper? It's about Frank Morgan.
Morgan again, huh? Let's see it. Radio, stage, and screen star Frank Morgan received treatment at the Hollywood Hospital last night for a sprained wrist he sustained while trying to pull the cork out of a bottle. Latest reports indicate that Mr. Morgan is doing fine, but the bottle is sinking fast.
Does that mean he won't be here tonight, Don?
He's on his way down right now, Carmen, but I dread to think what he'll make of that sprained wrist.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how he exaggerates. Morgan won't tell the truth about how he sprained his wrist.
Well, listen, Don, if the man's too sick to work, maybe I ought to whip up a couple
of... Hold it, Carmen. I don't want to hear any more yockers.
Well, you've got nothing to worry about, boy. I have yocked my last yocker.
Fine.
What I want to tell is a clinker.
What's a clinker?
This is. A stupid donkey married an ignorant mule, and they're expecting a silly ass in the spring. Clinker?
Stinker.
Say, Don, what's the matter with Mr. Morgan? He just came into the studio with a bandaged hand, and he's got a nurse with him.
You see, it's starting already. Imagine a nurse for a sprained wrist. What does this nurse look like, Marvin?
Oh, she's a very crisp and efficient-looking young lady, Don. She looks like a girl who's got what it takes.
Well, maybe she's got what it takes, but I'm too weak to take it.
Frank!
Hello, Dodger. I'm sorry I'm late, but I met with a dreadful accident last night. It was the worst catastrophe since the San Francisco earthquake.
What did I tell you, Francis?
I was lucky to escape with just a few major injuries. Mm-hmm. I sustained a compound fracture of the metacarpus extending to the phalanges, and I almost died.
You did?
Yes, I can no longer bend my elbows at the joints.
Well, you're better off dead.
I...
Morgan, aren't you going to introduce me to the lady?
Well, of course, Dodger. This is Miss LaRue, my trained nurse.
How do you do, Miss LaRue?
Just call me Ginger, buddy.
Trained nurse, huh?
Yeah. Well, she's a little out of training, I think. Now, my... Make yourself up and head jump and pound a small res. Nothing for 35 ride loges. Where's an up?
I've seen it. Looks something like the Taj Mahal.
In a more regal sort of a way. However, I left Palm Springs driving at a moderate rate of speed and arrived at my home in the city very late at night. Hmm. It was then that I had my first premonition of danger.
Uh-oh.
I was about to let myself into the house when, to my astonishment, I went for the green spot the garage.
Moderate rate of speed.
Well, I couldn't get it somehow. Hmm. I confirmed my service thing. Phone was dead.
The wires had been cut.
No, I forgot to pay my phone bill. Still, my premonition persisted. I drew the blinds carefully, made certain all doors and windows were locked, and settled down in my easy chair with a glass of buttermilk and a copy of the Kinsey report.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, quickly,
what did you hide the...
I didn't like to be caught with. I opened it and went into smatting pogos.
Yes.
Touching the trigger, I turned air with one of our... as I stood before, calmly trembling. Suddenly, he spat out a question.
Are you alone in the house?
I took his measure before answering.
You took his measure?
Yes, he was 42 around the waist, 31 leg, no cuffs on the back. He followed me again with his gun, and I answered his question. I am alone, sir. What is it you want? He didn't reply.
What did he want?
Well, he signaled to one of them into the house.
Where's your phone?
Brian, please put that cannon away.
Yes.
It's
dead, all right. It was for poor Lefty and Lissons.
Fences came clear. Police for a daring robbery.
Excuse me, Mr. Morgan, but it's time.
Oh, right. Have the bottle. We'll get in the car now. Oh! So I'll drink it right out of the bottle. I can gauge it better.
Let me see that bottle.
What for? It's just an ordinary bottle with my doctor's name on it.
What's your doctor's name?
Old Overholt. I've been taking treatments for him for years. Thank you, nurse. Now, where was I, Dodger?
You were in your house, surrounded by crooks with a dying thug on your hand.
Yes. Torn between civic duty and compassion for the injured criminal, I suddenly recalled the Hippocratic Oath, which allowed me to draw no distinction...
Hippocratic Oath? Whatever. Only doctors take the Hippocratic Oath.
Exactly. Well, I was in...
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's the matter with you, Morgan? Are you trying to claim you're a doctor?
Are you serious, Dodger?
Yes, I'm serious. Oh. If you're an M.D., let me see your license.
M.D., yes, I have it right inside my coat.
Let's see your medical license.
Dodger, you have the tenacity of an octopus without its compensating beauty. Here, look at my inside breast pocket.
I'm looking.
What?
One more.
Say underneath that.
M.D.
There, now you...
D stands for Maryland. You're no doctor and you know it.
Poppycock. The Morgans have been surgeons for generations, beginning with my grandfather, Incision Morgan, down to my uncle, Antiseptic, and my aunt, Chloroform.
Your aunt, Chloroform?
Yes, sweet old dope. Always knocked out my uncle when she was sniffed.
Here we go.
Under my gaffer's tutelage, I took up the study of the scalpel and soon carved a name for myself in surgery.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I used no anesthetic, even in major operations, I soon became known as Painless Morgan.
Painless Morgan?
I never felt a thing. My hands moved with the speed and precision of a striking cobra, and my patients never knew what struck them.
Now, bet.
In fact, I once removed a man's vocal cords while he was on the telephone and never even interrupted the conversation.
Oh, stop it. If you removed his vocal cords, how could he talk on the phone?
He didn't have to talk. His wife was on the other end.
When did all this happen, Frank?
It was during the horse and buggy era, and I was practicing in a small town of Plunger, Idaho.
Oh, know it well.
You do?
I suppose all your operations were successful.
Hmm? I suppose so. I'll never forget one night in the dead of winter. I had just retired when the insistent ringing of the telephone jarred me awake.
It was an emergency.
Yes, the call was from a town 20 miles away. I leaped out of bed and into my clothes, threw a handful of oats to my shivering horse, gathered the reins and galloped madly down the road.
Uh-huh.
I galloped 15 miles before I realized I left the horse and buggy in the barn. Too late to turn back.
Well, what about the instruments?
Well, time was of the essence, and I had returned for the necessary equipment. The patient would surely have died.
Well, what happened to him?
He died. A very unfortunate case. Impossible to save even if I'd been sober. But only 2 weeks later that I diagnosed the case.
And what was it?
The man was suffering from a very rare ailment known as Stunk's disease.
Stunk's disease?
Complicated by hepatic maceration.
Hepatic maceration? What's that?
Chopped liver.
I'll have some pickled herring.
Rye bread?
Just a loaf.
That'll be 85. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh.